So I'm compelled to close with something I started with. And I'm going to ask JJ if she'll participate with me. Would you come up here? I would like to now go through everyone who's in FSE and tell you the blessing you've given to me. When I interviewed each of you, I considered two things. One, did you really know what you were getting into? Like, did you really want to be here? And also, could I keep you safe in your process? Could I hold the space of love for you? Knowing some of you might not like the way I teach, might not like me, might not like Sunrise Ranch, and know that some of you definitely would have that experience. But seeing as we've just gone through 4 weeks of blessing, what I would like to do is name how you have blessed me, and I would like JJ to name how the community has been blessed, so that you're being represented both as the person holding the program, but also as you spoke about, the knowing everyone's name. I'd like you to receive two blessings. Is there anybody in FSC who doesn't want to receive any blessings? I'm going to ask you to stand, all of you, now, and as I say the blessing, then you can just sit. So if you would, all FSC people, would stand. And I'm going to ask the rest of the community to stand up here behind us. And I'm just going to go as I see you, so I'm not starting with my favorite or something. Jewel, I have been blessed by the way in which you've allowed yourself to flower into beauty.
And we are also blessed by your, in that flowering, that you're sharing all of the wisdom that you have gathered through your years and on your journey. Such a blessing. You're so wise.
Rebecca, your strength, your assurance, and your power have been a blessing to me in that it's dependable and trustworthy.
And you've been such a blessing to all of us because you're so accepting of each one of us. You like us all for who we are and as we are.
Paula, you are a brilliant and stubborn light. And that makes it quite dependable. I have been blessed by knowing that when I'm in your presence, I know where you stand.
And you're such a blessing to us with your eagle eye to know that there are things that need to be changed and cared for, and you're willing to do it.
Thank you. Wendy, your willingness, your tenderness, and your honesty have been a blessing to me.
Yes, Wendy, your willingness to be vulnerable in this process and opening up and sharing that vulnerability, it's helpful to us all.
Lori, your consistency to say yes over and over again when you're hearing no a whole lot in your head. The blessing to me is that I can count on you to keep doing a revolution to changing your choice. Thank you.
Lori, your blessing to us is, I can think of so many different things, but your willingness to begin the journey that you know is going to be a difficult one, but yet you're going to do it anyways, and you are doing it, and appreciative of that.
Amanda, your spontaneous joining of the program is an indication of how much we have been blessed by the honesty of your heart, that when your heart says yes, you cannot refuse it. And that's a blessing to me.
You're such a blessing in your joining us that standing on the outside looking in, you just couldn't resist and had to jump right in. And I just love that because it's a blessing to have you with us.
Adrian, You make me smile every time I see you. I feel blessed by the fact that you are so hungry and so willing. Thank you for that blessing.
Thank you for blessing us with breakfast, Adrian. Yes, I love that. You have definitely blessed us with your interest and your piqued desire to know more of yourself.
Lucy.
Happy birthday.
There is a sense of wild abandon. I love the fact that you repeatedly say, I don't say much, and then you just let it rip. You are a blessing to me in the clarity of your expression. Thank you.
Yeah, that definitely blesses the community too, that you're touching into a wisdom that I don't even think you knew you had, but boy, do I see it, and we all do. And thanks for sharing that.
Rebecca, you are a powerhouse. I remember your interview so well, and I remember I spoke to Courtney and I said, what a blessing she will be to Sunrise Ranch. And I want to say I honor the fact that you own your power, and I feel blessed by the fact that you don't want to mess around. Thank you.
Yes, we're definitely blessed with your presence in knowing who you are and standing strong in that and your convictions. And yeah, definitely a powerhouse. Thank you for joining us, being part of us.
Finn, you are a twinkle in my eye. When I see you, I feel so happy that the yes came, because I wasn't sure you really wanted to be here. And when you said yes, I just felt so lucky. And I continue to feel so blessed by your generous spirit and for our mutual love of birds.
And not only are you blessing our community, but the whole world with you opening up to a new life for yourself, and in that way changing the lives of so many others around you, and that you bring your generation to us with such optimism and hopefulness. It's just wonderful. Thank you, Finn.
Dustin, wow, hi. I am blessed by your unabashed spirit, that you keep pouring it on and you don't say no to the transition you're going through, even though the transformation might be different than you expected. And when in fact it's difficult, you don't let it interfere with your joyous expression. Thank you, I feel very blessed.
Yes, and the community is definitely blessed by your steadfastness, that you have taken courses and classes, and it's not enough. You're going to go deeper and do more. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely a blessing to all of us. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Brian, your tender heart blesses me all the time. Your quiet presence, but also your ferocity. I feel responsible for more of that to be born, and I want to be blessed even more by it. So the blessing you are is partly the challenge for me to know I have something you need, but you have something I need. And so you're a blessing for me to see that every day.
And we are so blessed with your love for the earth and how to grow and the intelligence that you have. I'm like, you're so intelligent, Ryan. And the quietness and the stillness that you hold that in doesn't damper or hide that from us, because it's felt and shared.
Linda Jo, thank you for standing so long. I am so blessed by your love. Your love for Sunrise Ranch, your love for God, your love for me. I know that you pour your heart out all the time, and I want you to know how well you are seen and what a blessing you are to me. Thank you for your generous spirit and for your tender heart.
And thank you so much for your caring spirit. Your desire to be here was so strong, more than so many people. It's like, oh, maybe I want to go, maybe I don't. But you wanted to be here, and you made it known, and it is felt, that love that you have for us and the caring that you put forth in taking care of the place. It shows, and thank you so much for that love.
I'm going to just close with a blessing. In the stillness of this evening, in the presence of love, may I never take for granted the gifts that are given by the people in my world. May I be a lighthouse so that I can be trusted, and may I welcome the presence of the love coming through another. May we feel how important this community is to each other and to the world. Glory be. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Wow.